Lesson 9E. Exercise 2.
Cybercrime. Copycat. A man was jailed for 4 years last week for copying thousands of debit cards. Theogenes de Montfort was the leader of a gang of criminals who added a special hidden machine to cash machines at petrol stations. The tiny machine copied the information from the debit cards that people put into the machines. The gang then made copies of the cards and used them to buy things in shops and on the internet. They also put the cards into cash machines and took money from people's bank accounts. De Montfort had copied 35,000 cards and had stolen over £720,000. Are you who you say you are? Sam Jenkins was astonished when she discovered that her bank account was empty. Just 2 weeks before, there had been £15,000 in it. The bank told her that she had moved the money herself to a new account with another bank. A month before, Sam had received an email which asked her to give personal information such as bank account details, passwords, and PIN numbers. She thought the email was from her bank, but it wasn't. The person who sent it used the information to steal Sam's identity and open a new bank account. They then moved Sam's money into the new account, took the money out, and closed the account. Sam still doesn't know who sent the fake email. Email my love to you. I love you was an email message that people were delighted to receive. It was sent to thousands of people on the morning of the 4th of May 2000. But it contained a virus. When they opened the email, the virus went to everyone in their address book. It quickly spread around the world and caused terrible damage to hundreds of computer systems. Most large organisations, including the British government, had to close their email systems to get rid of it. A Filipino computer programmer had written the virus. The police arrested him, but at that time it wasn't a crime to write computer viruses, so they had to let him go. Click on the link. Sanford Wallace is called the Spam King. During the 1990s, he had a company called Cyber Promotions, which helped other companies to advertise their products by email. He did this by sending about 30 million junk emails every day. Many people were very angry when they received enormous numbers of email advertisements, but Wallace hadn't done anything illegal. Then, in 2009, Wallace sent emails to 14 million Facebook users. The emails directed them to other websites that paid Wallace for each visit. That was illegal, and he was told by the courts to pay Facebook $711 million.